I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It's really easy for a congregation member to look at a pastor on the stage on the platform and think, wow, they're really doing something for the kingdom of God. And it's just as easy for a small church pastor to look at a big church pastor in the big church down the street and go, wow, they're really doing something for the kingdom of God. I'm smaller, so I must not be important. But the fact is, we're all different parts of the body. You're called to be a hand. I'm called to be a foot or a big toenail or something. So I'll play my part, and I won't be jealous of the part that Christ has called somebody else or some other church to play.
Are there things that maybe small churches offer or that bigger churches can't or don't, or things that the small church is maybe uniquely positioned to be effective in ministry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the benefits of the big church are fairly obvious. They, you know, big resources, they can offer a ton of options. There's all kinds of great things that big churches can offer. And I want to say this real quick. I'm not anti-big church. I love big churches. You know, you get 3,000 people together to worship Jesus. How's that not anything but great? I just also am in favor of 3,000 people worshiping Jesus in 30 to 40 small churches as well. They're both good. So let me just say that. But yeah, there are a handful of things that small churches can do better than big churches can. And you really see it when you talk to small church people about why they go to a small church. As an example, most small church people will say, in a small church, I know the pastor. I can call the pastor. The pastor can visit me. And there are people who want to be pastored by their pastor. And that's not a bad thing. Now, when that gets to a place where, hey, the church is growing, and now they're at 300, and the pastor can't pastor everybody, and they get upset and want the church to stay small, well, that's a problem. But to choose to go to a smaller church because they can have that one-on-one touch and they can actually call a pastor, that's not a bad thing to want to be pastored by your pastor. So that's one thing a small church can do well. Another thing a small church can do well is people who don't have quite as much obvious skill in ministry get a chance to help out a little more. As an example, in a smaller church, in a big church, if you're still learning to play guitar, you're never going to find yourself on the stage leading in worship. But in a lot of small churches, if you will step up and bang out those six chords, they will gladly welcome you and put you in charge. And you'll get great benefit in doing that. You'll bless the church by doing that. And because you're stepping up on the platform every week to lead people in worship, you tend to get better at it faster. So you have a real opportunity to accelerate your gift and to utilize it much, much earlier in a small church. And that's not just for onstage things. That's for all kinds of things. You can start being used at a lower level of skill, and then your skill level has a chance to increase much more dramatically and much more quickly. So that's another advantage of the small church.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.